We are in Simin Kuf Lamed Beis. We are up to Siv Beis. Osur lo Odom lo Tseis mi Beis HaKnesses Kodim Kedusha de Sidra. We've already seen that the world today after the Churban stands on the Kedusha de Sidra, the Kedusha in Uvol Etzion, and therefore a person should be l'chatchila be saying it with the Tzibur and not leave before that. Unless it's really a Shas Adchak where he has reason that he must leave. Haga va'omrim acher siyum ha'tfilah aleinu l'shabeach mu'umad. After davening is over, we say aleinu standing. The Mishtabur brings the Magen Avraham in the name of the Arizal to say aleinu after every Shmoneh Esrei, after every tefillah. This is only after every tefillah, which means Shacharis and Musaf get one, Mincha gets one, Maariv gets one. The Mishtabur says that in some shuls, in the big shuls, they have a minhag that they daven Shacharis and Mincha together and then say one aleinu after Maariv for both, the same way we say one aleinu after Shacharis and Musaf. Further, Vizar l'omro b'chavana. One should say aleinu also with chavana. There's a medrash that or the entire famalia shel mala comes to hear Klal Yisrael say aleinu, and Hashem does as well, and they all announce Ashrei Yom shekochalo, Ashrei Yom shehashem elokav. Ukshemagia el lo yoshia. When you get to the words el lo yoshia, yafsik ma'at, that is referring to avodah zarah. Kodim shiomer vanachnu korim, before you say vanachnu korim, so it should be obvious that we are not korea to what everyone else is korea to. The vanachnu korim also requires that we bow. The reason being, so it shouldn't look like you don't do what you say others do, as if you're just talking about what the Jews do, but you're a kofer, you yourself, chalila, don't believe. Va'omrim kadesh yosim acher aleinu. Aleinu has psukim in it, and after psukim, one can say kadesh. So there was a tikkun of saying kadesh yosim for the sake of a yosim that is not the shliach tzibur, whether it's a katan or someone else that does, that is not the shliach tzibur, but he is still a yosim. So they were metakin a kadesh after aleinu to be said by the yosim. Vafilu ein yosim eves hakneses. What if there is no yosim? There is no chiyuv in the shul. Yomer also misha ein lo av ve'ein. Someone who is not a chiyuv but does not have a father or does not have a mother, he should say kadesh. Vafilu misha yesh lo av ve'ein yachal lo omrom ein aviv imo makpidim. Anyone that does have parents, if he sizes them up and feels that they would not be makbid, he's saying it, and they would not be afraid of, say, ayin hara, people think that they're not alive, there he is allowed to say kadesh yosim as well. Meaning he doesn't have to ask them explicitly, but if he sizes them up and feels that they wouldn't be makbid, then he could say kadesh. V'yesh lomar pitum haktores erev avokar achar atfila. It is good to say, or one should say, pitum haktores, both in the morning and in the and as well as at night and in the morning. Erev here does not really mean the night. Erev means mincha time, because with the Tumid Shel Shacharis and the Tumid Shel Ben Arbayim, they brought the Ketores. One question that the Mishtabur brings down is, why is it that we say it with after Musaf on Shabbos? The halacha was that the Ketores came before the Karban Musaf. V'omim t'chila ein kol akenu, and before saying the Ketores, what we say is ein kol akenu. V'omrim hashir shalvim hayu omrim, and then we say the shir shal yom. Now the shir shal yom is said at the end of davening, but at the end of shachris. Hashir shalvim hayu omrim b'mikdash shachris levad. We only say it in the morning. The question is, why not in the afternoon? They sang the shir shal yom. The levim sang the shir shal yom at mincha too, but there were times that they didn't, and that is that if the Tumid Shel Ben Arbayim was brought late, where it was already night, there wasn't enough time for the Levim to sing. They only sang by day. Further, the Yeshe Kosdu, Lizar lomer pitum haktoros mitoch haksav v'lo bal peh. There are those who are careful to say pitum haktoros, reading it and not saying it by heart. Mishum shamir b'malkam haktorah, because the amira of the ktoros is supposed to be taking the place of a haktorah. V'chayshin en shemi yedaleg echad misamim manel. If while you read it, you will accidentally skip over one of the samimonim. V'amrinen shulchayev mi'isim chisar achaz mikhalsam manel. We know im chisar achaz mikhalsam manel, one is chayev mi'isim. So by reading it and leaving one out, we're afraid of a chiyuv mitzvah. Therefore, Ashkenazim are knowing not to say it in the weekday. Because they are, it's the end of davening already, people are hurrying off to go work. And there's a fear that a person is going to skip. The Beis Yosef argues with this. The Beis Yosef says, "In chisar achaz mikol samanel chayav misa is only when you actually are makrivit, but in saying it, there is nothing to worry about." Further, ukshiyotzu beis haknesses omra Hashem nacheni umishtach veviyotze. When he leaves, he says the pasuk of Hashem nacheni, and you bow and then go outside. The same way that when one left the Beis Hamikdash, they would also bow on the way out. Now, there is a very long bir halacha here, a very important one, and it has a separate name. It's something of a kuntris. He calls it kuntris maimer kadishin. This is the halachis of kadima in kadish, based on the assumption that only one person in shul says kadish at a time, which is really what the original halacha was. In most shuls today, they allow everyone to say Kaddish together, and Hashem will give the credit to the one that really was supposed to say it. This way, we don't have to make people feel bad, and we also don't have to get into the complications of working out who really has to say which Kaddish. But the Mishtabura goes through the Ikar Adin, where this is also very nogea, is a person that has a greater schus is the one also that has the schus to daven for the Yomit, to be the Shliach Tzibur. So, although we won't go through every single detail of this Bir Halacha, let's go through some of the basics of what he teaches us. First of all, the reason why someone would have a greater darga, in a greater chiyuv, is because the greater the midas hadin, the more one needs a kaddish to be megan. So depending on which stage it is, for example, there's the shiva, there's the shloshim, there's the entire 12 months, so there, because of the various degrees of din, the more intense the din is, the more reason to say Kaddish, and therefore that the person saying for them would have Kedima. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says that the countings of the 7, the 30, go from the Kavura, whereas Yahrzeit goes from the, not from the burial, but the Yahrzeit goes from the day that the person, the day of the day that he passed away. Also, although with regard to Avelis, there's a halacha of Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo. On the seventh day after the morning, the mourners get up. The halachas of Shloshim end on the morning of the 30th day. With regard to Kaddish, the person has the schus for the entire day. There's no Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo. Now, with regard to how long Kaddish is said, it's said for 11 months only, not for 12 months. That also includes a leap year. So in a leap year, it'll be a very interesting thing. In a Shanam Uberes, 11 months for Kaddish, 12 months for Avelis, 13 months for the Yahrzeit. Now, also, if you want to figure out exactly when one stops saying Kaddish after the 11 months, the Mishnah Berurah gives a simin that if the day of the month that the Nifter was Nifter on, is Zion, then the next month, then the next year, Kaddish would stop the month before on Vav. That would be the last day of saying Kaddish, which means that when you get to Zion already, the person would not be saying Kaddish. Now, what are the basic rules? The halacha is that someone in Shiva, if he comes to shul on Shabbos, he has kedima over everybody. Now, kedima over everybody means that the kadeshim that are ikar adin, he gets to say, whereas the shir shal yom, or if kaddish is said, or if his kaddish is said after mizmah shir chanukas, there it could be given to someone who has yahrzeit as well. But otherwise, all the kadeshim of chiyuv, the shiva gets. Whereas, if it's a weekday and say a katan who is coming to shul every day, the halacha is that a yahrzeit will automatically have one of the kadeshim of chiyuv. And if there are many yahrzeits, the avol toch shiva may not even have a schus altogether. So an aval who's davening in his house has all the zchuyos. If he comes to shul tok shivas, in the case of a katan, then a yard site actually gets one kaddish. In the case of a gadol who is coming to shul because a yontif was docha shiva, so it's yontif now and shiva is over, he still counts 7 days to give him the halacha of toch shiva. Nevertheless, he gets the same halacha of a katan, whereby every yard site will get one kaddish and he gets the rest of them. If someone begins sitting shiva after yontif, with regard to kaddish, you count 7 days from when he started saying kaddish, from the kavura, and from that point on, even though it's in the middle of his sitting shiva, he will be considered as being in. He'll be considered as being in the shloshim. Now, the halacha is that a ben shloshim comes before a ben yud beis chodesh, but again, this is only for the ikar kaddishim, whereas for the kaddishim of tehillim and mizmor shir. And the Shir Shal Yom as well, that the halacha would be that a yurt site would be able to, when you have people with equal chiyuvim, they actually are supposed to draw lots. With regard to someone on the Yom Hafsaka, somebody who is at the end of 11 months stops saying Kaddish, so the halacha there is that he is docha a Yud Beis Chodesh because he is giving up a month for the other person in the Yud Beis Chodesh. Not so with regard to a yard site, because the yard site is gaining nothing by this person not saying Kaddish on the next day, so the yard site would have Kedima over him. In the case of someone that didn't say Kaddish on a yard site, he could say Kaddish at the Mar of the night after. If someone does not know which the day of the Patira was, he has a suffix, or if he forgot what it is, he's supposed to choose a day, but because it's not the real one, he does not have Kedima. The halach is that all children, all sons, have a separate schus. We don't say that since they're saying for the same person, they only have one schus. On the days that tachlin is not said, the Mishnah Berurah says that an oval should not, an oval can daven. On the days that lam natseach is not said, an oval should not daven. Whereas on Erev Yom Kippur, although we don't say lam natseach, an oval is allowed to daven. And then finally, the halacha is that if a family member is not saying Kaddish, they're better off hiring someone to say Kaddish.